conversations about gun violence and school shootings are still dominating the headlines. So how can Christians, and especially parents, respond? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about young people who are making a difference, not just socially, but also eternally. We'll unpack that in just a few moments. But first, it's been just over a week since March for Our Lives demonstrations swept the United States to protest gun violence in schools. But the conversations are still going as lawmakers, school officials, and parents debate the best way to reduce school violence. So how can Christians lead that conversation? Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says, Christian parents need to address heart issues by speaking truth to our kids.
My encouragement is, get in the Word. It's important. And if you don't know how to do it, and that was always my problem, I never really knew how to lead my family in devotion. So get one of our devotionals. I mean, it's really easy to do. They're free. You can get them online. You can get our app. And start sharing the Word with your family and talk about it. Don't just read it and then everybody's safe to go. Talk about it and have your kids pray over things.
It may sound trite, but as Yoder points out, following Jesus is far from easy. To help kids and teens live their life through the lens of God's Word, Keys for Kids is raising funds for a new teen devotional.
We're obviously looking for people to support this program. If you want to reach kids where they are today, Keys for Kids Ministries is breaking some pretty unique ground, not just here domestically, but internationally. We're just excited about where God's leading us.
If you'd like to help make a difference, go to missionnews.org. Next, the first step in helping women escape sex trafficking is often to tackle the belief that nothing could change for the better in their lives. Dr. Peggy Banks of Transworld Radio's Women of Hope says that's the mindset they're trying to carefully and compassionately combat through their audio drama, Hidden Treasures. These women need to know this new hope they're hearing about is rooted in something real and trustworthy.
Hidden Treasures is an audio drama that just tells the story that God has not forgotten them, that God has a purpose for their lives, and they're beautiful in His sight. And as they listen to these different stories of women getting out of human trafficking, the last episode does introduce them to Jesus as Savior. Tells them that they can have a new life. They can have a different life.
The drama consists of 10 episodes following the real story of a rescued trafficking victim. TWR has partnered up with 6 organizations in Europe who are helping to distribute this content and are walking alongside these women as they begin to heal. Banks says it's a slow, constant process.
When you're working with victims of human trafficking, the longer that they are experiencing severe trauma like that, they become less and less likely to think that their life could ever change. They could ever be anything else, and anyone would ever love them.
Learn how you can help change this mindset in the full story. And sometimes stories of God's work in Russia take a little extra time to travel, but they're well worth sharing. Like this one. Ministry is restricted in Russia by the 2016 anti-terrorism law. Local churches usually have had to ask permission to hold outreaches. But this time, a local mayor actually asked a church to do ministry in his town. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock explains.
So they contacted the pastor of the church and they said, "We see what you do with young people, how their lives turn from a life of destruction to a life of being a loving, well-developed person who makes a positive difference in the society around them." And they said, "We want to send our kids to your Christmas program." In a world trying to beat down Christianity, just the reality of unbelievers looking upon the witness of the result of changed lives leads them to want to say, "Hey, we want to send people to be a part of what you're doing."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. Thank you.